Okay, welcome back. By now, if you're back here, you should have already changed your state. You should be feeling good. I just have done something, gone for a walk, listened to some music, moved your body in some way. Since the last module, we just really kind of dug deep and figured out what questions you're asking yourself when you're in those crappy emotional states. So if you haven't done that, stop right now and go do it. I want to make sure as we complete this module, because this is a little bit more challenging, that you need to be in a peak state. That's level 8, 9, or 10, right? Get as high as you can in that top emotional state. So if you're not there right now, stop and go do something that will put you there. Do some jumping jacks, go for a nice walk around the block, take the dog out, do something right now, and then come back and listen to the rest of this one. Okay, so if you're in a peak state, right, this is an essential piece to the puzzle with coming up with better questions and to actually really changing the direction of your life. So I want you to now, in your peak state, we're not feeling crappy, right? This is, I hope by now you realized through these modules and through listening and meeting with me that it is no longer okay to tolerate feeling crappy, right? There's no more going through the motions. So just get that out of your routine and come back here and let's tackle this. Okay, so you have your list of negative questions. Hopefully you have some written down. I want you to read the negative questions, right? And when you ask yourself that specific question, if you look at one of the first questions that you've written down, specifically, what does it make you feel, right? What does it make you feel? And name which emotion is the most prevalent, because there may be more than one, right? So when you ask yourself that question of why do these things always happen to me, right? There may be a couple emotional responses. There might be anger, there might be sadness, right? And if there's more than one, I want you to think about which one is the most prevalent. Right? So if it's anger, for example, the question is, if you're working with anger and you're trying to change your relationship and we're trying to reduce anger, right? When you think of this emotion and this question that you have associated, what is the opposite emotion I need to feel right now? That's what I want you to ask yourself. So you have your crappy question, you have the emotion that it creates, and I want you to get to think about what is the opposite of that feeling that I need to feel right now. For example, if it's anger, it might be patience or it might be calm. Right? If you're feeling afraid or anxious, it might be courage. Right? And then, so you take the emotion, right? We're going to walk through exactly step by step in this module about how to change these questions. You take the emotion, the crappy emotion, and you think about what is the opposite emotion I need to feel right now? And then what is the best outcome that has to happen? Right? So for example, if the question is, why is this freaking thing happening to me? And you want to experience courage, what has to happen? Oh, well, I actually need to leave the house and go do that to that job interview, or I need to leave the house and go to that social engagement. How do you need to feel? What question can you ask to get to a more powerful answer? So for example, you remember my example around a boring, dreadful meeting I was sitting in and just looking at watching the minutes tick on by, right? The opposite, so I was feeling frustrated and bored, and the opposite feeling that I was going for was fun and effective, right? So that's, and then what has to happen? What kind of question do I need to ask myself to get to fun and effective? So the question became, how can I add value to this meeting to make it more fun right now, right? That was the question, and that's the kind of question that motivated me to take a much better action and actually produced a different outcome. I enjoyed the meeting and we moved along through the agenda, right? So this is what we're gonna do right now. You're gonna get into a peak state. Don't bullshit here, please, right? Get into a peak state, pause and do whatever you need to do, because if you're not in a peak state, you're not gonna be able to think clearly or creatively around how to solve these questions. I want you to take the disempowering question, read it, and ask yourself, when I answer that question, how does it make me feel? And then we want to change it to the opposite emotion of what you want it to be. So if you're anxious, perhaps it's calm and peace. If it's anger, maybe you want to feel resourceful or empowered. If it's afraid, maybe it's you want to switch that to feeling brave. If you're feeling confused or doubtful, maybe you switch that to feeling empowered and clear-minded. Right? And then you want to ask yourself, if I was really committed to experiencing that positive emotion, what would I need to ask? Now, remember, the kinds of questions you want to ask yourselves are not typically why questions. And they're usually not even when or who questions either. Who questions are like, who does he think he is? Who did this? Who's responsible for this? Those are examples of who questions that are disempowering. What questions and how questions are typically better? How can I most effectively shift this situation to my advantage? Right? Or what can I do in this moment to move my life forward in a positive direction? Right? So let's run through another example, because I get that this usually is pretty challenging for people right out of the gate. Just say you're feeling anger about your kids not doing something that you asked, right? This is a pretty common scenario. I'm asking my kids to do something, they're not listening, and if you don't have kids, just switch it to somebody at work, right? You've asked somebody to do something, they're not listening, and the disempowering question might be, why don't they ever listen to me? And guess what? Your brain fills that answer, right? Why don't they ever listen to me? Oh, because they're freaking asshole, because no one ever listens to me, because I don't get any respect around here, right? And what's the opposite emotion that you'd want to feel in this situation? One might be more loving, more compassionate, more fun, right? When I think about when I'm feeling irritated with my kids when they're not doing what I'm asking, what I really want is to feel connected and to feel more loving and playful with them. And so then you ask yourself, if I was committed to feeling more love and more fun, what would I need to ask? And here's the question, or an example of a question. How can I effectively have more fun and love my kids more in this moment, right? Again, we want to make it punchy right now, in this moment, not in some vague future state. And when you ask yourself this question, how can I effectively have more fun and love my kids more in this moment, your brain comes up with a much better quality answer that directs your life in an outcome that is more aligned with who you really are, with the father or the parent or the partner that you want to be. So, for example, when I asked myself this question, what happened is I made a game out of the chore I'd asked them to do. I made a game out of it. I got goofy and silly, and guess what happens? The kids fall right in line. So this creates better outcomes already and better results. Another example with anger, right? When we're feeling angry, often we want to feel more patient, right? When someone's pissing us off and we're irritated, a question you could ask yourself is, what can I appreciate about this person right now? Right? It may be someone really aggravating, right? But maybe there's a quality in this person you're able to appreciate. You're able to appreciate how very persistent they are, right? How very driven they are, how they are outspoken, right? They always stand up for their beliefs, right? Maybe that works against you sometimes, but you might actually really respect that about that person. This absolutely changes the direction of your life. It's created massive results in mine and massive results in many of the people I know. So you move from feeling like a victim to your circumstance. And I know nobody likes this word. It's not a comfortable word. No one likes to feel like they're a victim, right? That's incredibly disempowering. But when we're asking those crappy questions, it does put us in a victim role, right? Why are things always happening to me like this? Why am I such a jerk? Why can't I ever get things right? What's going to happen when I fail? These are all questions of kind of a victim mentality. And I know not one of you wants to feel like that. It doesn't feel good. So it switches from this kind of victim mentality to leader mentality, to someone who has control of their mindset, control of the direction of their life, right? So we switch from getting crappy results to really changing the way things are happening and unfolding. All right, so we're going to run through a couple of examples, and then at the end of this, you're going to pause this module and do it for yourself, right? So here's some examples. Empowering questions, by the way, when you're looking at your list of disempowering questions and switching them, empowering questions have to make you feel something. They have to make you feel like you're moving forward in a positive way, right? They're not vague. They're very punchy. So here's some common questions that the clients I work with and other people I know typically ask themselves when they're in disempowering states. Why is this happening to me? Right? Why is this happening to me? Oh, poor me, right? I feel pity. I feel lonely. I might feel down. I might feel afraid. I might feel pissed off. An opposite question might be, what can I do to turn this around with excitement? Right? So that really changes the direction of things. Here's another one, another common one. Often when people are feeling anger, right, we talked about this before, there's a feeling of disrespect going on. And so here's a common question, people, why is this person disrespecting me? Right? How do we switch this question? How can I assert myself now in a compassionate and loving way? Yeah, maybe loving's a little too fluffy for you, especially if it's in a work situation or a professional situation. But how can I assert myself in a compassionate way? All right, here's another one, common one. When is this bullshit going to end? Right? Let's switch this question. What can I learn from this and create a positive shift today? What can I learn from this situation to create a positive shift today? How about this one? Anyone fall into this trap? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I end up living in a van down by the river? As our dear Chris Farley skit. I hope you guys know that skit. So what if I fail, right? We often are thinking about failure. We could switch it to this. What new action can I take today that will get me much closer to accomplishing my goal? What new action can I take today that will get me closer to accomplishing my goal? Do you see how asking that question could really motivate and push you to doing something differently than thinking about failure and imagining the worst possible scenario? All right, next one. How many people struggle with feeling overwhelmed? Too much to do, too much on their plate, too many responsibilities at home, at work, right? Often the most disempowering question around those situations, how am I ever going to find the time, right? Guess what the brain says? You're never going to find the time, you a-hole, right? You're just not. It's impossible. You may as well just pull the covers up over your head, right? So the opposite question would be, how can I create peace at this moment? Or what is the single most important next step that I need to complete right now? Right? When we're feeling overwhelmed, it's usually because our to-do list is way too big. Right? So if you ask yourself, what's the single most important step that I need to complete right now? Your brain will answer, and that moves you forward. All right, next one. Why can't they ever appreciate me? Why can't they appreciate me? Why don't they appreciate me? And we could switch this to, how can I create a win-win situation in a fun and exciting way? If you've ever been stuck in a work situation that feels insurmountable, that feels like, you know, you're pushing a boulder up a hill when it's really just going to roll right over you, right? How can I create a win-win situation in a fun and exciting way, right? This takes you out of that everybody, like, this place sucks, nothing's ever going to work, I'm paddling upstream, to really a much more empowering situation. How can I create a win-win situation in a fun and exciting way? Another example question, who's responsible for this? I know this happens sometimes, especially in the work I do with fire departments when things are going awry and you have to rely on your team to get something done, right? And something isn't done the right way. Who's responsible, right? What's that feeling? Anger, irritation, frustration? If we could switch that to what leadership quality do I need to adopt to shift this situation now? What leadership quality do I need to adopt? Right? This isn't about what all the other people are doing bad and wrong. This is about who you need to become in order to effectively manage a situation, right? And it might very well be that you get out of that situation, right? But I want to move you from victim mentality to really taking leadership and control of a situation and coming up with a much better answer. How about this question? Why can't I get this right? What's wrong with me, right? Why can't I get this right? Often when we're feeling afraid, fearful, anxious, like, why can't I figure this out, right? So let's switch this question. What's the simplest, most effective way to turn this around? And here's the last example before I drop you into the vortex to hope so that you guys can figure this out on your own. Okay? Why the hell do I have to do this? Right? We could switch this question to something much more empowering, to how can I kick ass doing this and enjoy the process? Right? You might get a very different answer. Right? Sometimes this is really helpful, especially when you have tasks that you don't particularly enjoy. For me, sometimes it's those, you know, parts of my business that don't feel as inspiring, whether it's doing spreadsheets or managing accounts. Like, those admin sides for me are never really the most exciting. So if I ask myself this question, how can I kick ass doing this and enjoy the process? I'll have a much different answer. It might be sitting outside in the sun while I'm doing it. It might be throwing on some awesome music while I do that task, right? It might be getting my favorite drink and favorite snack to sit down while I do that, or planning something really fun after I do that task that I drag my feet around about, right? So hopefully by now you're starting to hear and get the sense of what it means to start changing these questions. So now, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to stop this module, and I want you to sit down with your list of disempowering questions for each of those three negative emotional states and come up with alternate questions to ask yourself. All right. And again, just to run through the process. One, you have to be in a peak state. This is how you're going to do it. Two, read the disempowering question and ask yourself, when I answer that question, how does it make me feel? Three, what would the opposite emotion be if you wanted to change that? Right? What would the opposite emotion be? What are you hoping to feel? And then ask yourself this question. If I was committed to experiencing that positive emotion, what question would I need to ask? Again, what and how questions are the best kinds of questions to ask. So, number one, get into a peak state. Number two, look at your disempowering questions and ask yourself, when you read that question, how does it make you feel? Number three, what's the opposite emotion that you want to go for here? And number four, if you were committed to experiencing that positive emotion, what would you need to ask yourself? So let's stop right here. Take some very focused time to do this exercise and then come back. Looking forward to hearing how you guys change your questions. And shoot me an email, a text, or whatever if you run into any roadblocks with this as well. All right. See you in the next module.